What up? We got Tim here on Tim Fields.
You know, I got a bone to pick with you, Miles. You know what I'm saying? I was telling Shereen when I was coming in, I was like, you know, me and Marcus, you know, we've known each other since elementary. You know what I'm saying? We've been kicking it. I said, but, you know, Miles, he always been that guy. And all the girls I missed out on in high school is because of him. You know what I'm saying?
Look at this beautiful motherfucker right here, man.
I'll shoot my shot, man. But, you know, he was always one step ahead. You know what I'm saying?
You always miss.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? So
you need a hug?
No. We good now. We good. I wanted to put that out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? I ran a lot of roadblocks because of you, man.
So you calling me the ultimate pussy blocker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kwame, all that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Why y'all hating on?
We ain't hating on you, brother. Hey, congratulations. I worked out. I'm just saying that, you know, too many times, you know, I was like, well, you know.
In the way, bro. Just in the way. That's all it was.
In the way.
I like Miles.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Mr. 220, second to none.
Yeah. But so, with that being said, interview me.
Right.
Oh, God damn. Ain't that a bitch? You know what? I quit this motherfucker. Fuck it.
Right.
So, Tim,
I will. I'm more professional than you are.
But I mean, like you said, we've known each other since, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, and as adults. But, you know, I've never asked you the question because I saw it in you. You know, I saw your development as we grew. But, you know, I always wanted to know, why did you choose to go to Morehouse, you know, instead of, you know, because you could have gotten to any college because, you know, you were a very smart young man and, you know, you were our class president, you know, so you had a path that was already, you know, set and molded for you, but, you know, you chose to go this direction. So why did you?
Well, there were these college tours and my mom was like, you're going to go on this black college tour. And I wasn't going to learn anything about college. I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, about to kick it.
Right.
And then I literally got to Morehouse and I ran track and cross country. And I said, I'm going to go down to the track and talk to the coach. And literally they were at practice. I walked onto the track. Everybody walked me up and embraced me. It was like, oh, what's up? You thinking about coming here? And at that point in time, I was like, all black males, and it's just the love I felt in that moment. I was like, this is where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I at that point, I didn't know Martin Luther King Jr. went there. I didn't know the history of Morehouse. I didn't know any of that. I just said the love that these brothers are showing me in this moment. And then Outkast's first album just came out, Southern Playlist of Cadillac Funky Music, Players Ball. And I was like, I want to be in Atlanta. And at that point, it just like I was drawn to it. And it was the best decision I made in my life. And, you know, so, summer 94 is when I started at Morehouse College. Had to go early all the way through. This year, we're planning our 25th college graduation. You know, friends, relationships. And, you know, I wouldn't be on this path with this book without Morehouse College. So it changed my life in ways that even I can't express, you know, it just done so much for me. So just that Morehouse experience just continues to pay dividends in my life and the best thing I ever did.
Okay, what's up? Tell us a little bit about the book, man. I know you just, you said that it led you down this path. Tell us a little bit about it. What's up?
Yeah, so the Black Family's Guide to College Admission, a conversation about education, parenting, race. You know, I was, you know, fortunate enough to, you know, receive the opportunity to write this book because my man Shereen Herndon Brown reached out to me and said, hey, I got this idea, will you be a part of it? And part of the book is because our differences. He went to Wesleyan, you know, University in the Northeast, liberal arts college, predominantly white institution. I went to Morehouse College, historically black college, university. You know, he's a first generation student. I'm a fourth generation student. So we have all these differences in contrast, and it helped us put together a resource. But, you know, one of the things, obviously, helping families, you know, go through the college admission process. We wanted to share that information, but also wanted to highlight HBCUs, highlight what is the black college experience, and most importantly, redefine what success looks like. You know, so obviously, first black president, Barack Obama, his wife, Michelle Obama, went to Ivy League institutions. But, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris went to Howard. You know, Oprah Winfrey, one of the richest people in the world, went to Tennessee State. Every morning you wake up, Good Morning America, you see Michael Strahan that went to, you know, Texas Southern. You know, you don't know who Kevin Hart is without Will Packer, who went to Florida A&M. So historically black colleges have been around for over 200 years. They continue to make an impact on the, you know, the culture. And obviously, you know, we want to make sure that people know that historically black colleges aren't just because Dion went to Jackson State. Like, they have been around. They've been doing great things. And, you know, this country does not happen without historically black college universities. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to, you know, kind of pour into the book. But obviously, college admission, you know, going to college, whether it be a predominantly white institution, a historically black college or university, we want you to think about what's best for your child. And so, you know, that's, you know, some of the things we put before the book, but we just wanted to have the conversation. It's a conversation about your education, parenting, and race.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, you know what? Hey, real quick, let me ask them this. I don't know. Can
my
you?
Lips getting red.
I did. I saw you about to say something, but I want to say something real quick. You can see yourself on that monitor in front of you, right?
I see myself. I see myself.
You got a glow around you, man. Around that sweatshirt you got on, man. We kind of got on the same colors a little bit, but
no, you don't.
A little bit. It's orange.
I forgot you colorblind. Hey,
man, you be quiet.
I forgot you colorblind.
Mind your business, baby.
My bad.
Nowhere
near similar.
But no, I see this glow around this shirt, man.
Bruce Leroy right
there.
You see Bruce
Leroy? Hey,
a little bit about that.
There are a lot of reasons. There's this glow. My cousin, Angela Gomes, you know, big deal. You know what I'm saying? She's, you know, working on some, you know, been in the movie industry for the last 20 years. You know, one of... You know, people she had the pleasure of working with was Rashad Ali, put together this collection, HBCU's, you know, Been Cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like right now, Deion Sanders, you know, Beyonce Coachella, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, HBCUs, but you know, I go back to a different world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then because, you know, I'm a scholar, I go back before that. I go back to when HBCUs were the only choices for black people. So, you know, this ain't nothing that just happened. It's been cool. So shout out to Rashad Ali for creating this. But this particular color that I have on is glowing is because these are Alabama State's colors. You know, Alabama State is near and dear, and it's going to be near and dear to y'all's heart as well because, you know, Mark DeGraw went there. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, my boy, my partner, Ramon Harper, rest in peace, went there as well. And so, you know, he... You know, was the reason I started writing my first book. You know, Lessons I Learned from Drinking. Get that on Amazon. Lessons I Learned from Drinking.
Right on.
He feels.
Right.
Go buy the book. But my first book was because he said, "Hey, you got something in you. You should write a book." So I wrote that book, and that gave me the confidence to say, "Hey, I do have this skill in me to write." And then when Shireen called me to write the second book, it was like a green light. Let's go. But you know, definitely, you know, shout out to Rashad Ali. HBC's been cool. It's been, you know, happening over 200 years. You know, success doesn't happen in this country for black people without HBCUs. It will continue to be a very important part about how we move forward. So
that's what's up. I got another question for both y'all. You ready for what?
We neither of us like you.
Oh, no.
We can ask that now.
Hey, I'll ask Shireen in the back. Hey, man, would you fuck...
Oh Lord!
A fine. I mean, she gotta be. I mean, she fine. This bitch bad to the bone, dog. But she got one leg.
What?
Leg one leg up, the other one halfway. Look like a check mark up. Come get it, baby. Nah, I'm gonna pass.
Nah. Ain't gonna be able to do it.
No, you couldn't do it. My thing is, what I'm worried about that little leg. That little leg might flinch, knock my shit off. might be on somebody's motherfucking bucket list. Not mine. But you know what's on my bucket list? I want to go on The Price Is Right.
What?
Because it's my bucket list, not yours.
You right.
Wait, what's your bucket list?
And what's the one thing your ass want to do? It's going to be something stupid. Probably some country music, something. Watch. You better start thinking about it because you getting up there.
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, the only thing I really want in life is to see my kids be successful and live to have grandkids. That's all I want.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's
true.
That's not true.
Okay, well, I want to play golf every weekend.
See, I told you that was
bucket list.
That's why.
I mean, you know, right now in this moment, you know, if I just had a bucket list item, is I would love to fly a private jet to from U.S., Europe, Africa, Australia. Basically get a private jet, fly around the world, stop where I want.
What's up?
And then and whatever happens on that private jet with my wife,
stay on that private jet.
What it is.
Hey, hey, there we go. That's what's up.
Oh, 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 look at this. Look at this. Look who done, who done, who done came in.
This is my, you know what? We gonna have to get this motherfucker some an applause. Come on, there we go.
Co-author, Dream Herndon Brown.
I'm here, I'm here.
BK in the building.
Yeah, what's on your bucket list?
This present moment,
yes, sir.
Bucket list item?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go a little deeper than you because that's who I am. I want Michelle Obama to pick up our book and call us. Like, I want to speak to y'all at the Apollo Theater about your book.
Damn. Hey.
Oprah and Michelle, HBCU, PWI, us to Apollo Theater discussing this book.
Can we come?
Can Tyler? Well, you don't want Tyler Perry to be there too.
Producer.
Hey.
All his channels.
Why can't it be Madison Square Garden?
No, acoustic songs.
Okay.
Dang. Right, but theater, uptown, right. Harlem, Shell, Oprah, us
for the culture.
For the culture.
Hey,
but y'all got the first interview. First
all right,
on the red carpet.
There we go.
I like that. I like the red carpet. Yeah.
No, I like that, man.
I'm just messing.
Good. No, no, but you know what? What's gonna happen? We gonna be up there. He gonna be wanting us to be there. So
that was fun.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it, man. We do. Yeah. So we gonna end this for real.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.